Open your Bibles, please, to the book of John, the 17th chapter. John chapter 17, page 1140 in your Scofield Reference Bible. And beginning with verse 22, we'll read through verse 26. John chapter 17, verses 22 through 26. Page 1140, we'll read the verses responsively. The text verse is the 24th verse. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And the glory which Thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And together on verse 26, please. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And let's pray. And Father, how sweet Your word is, how wonderfully precious it is, and how we pray for Thy blessing upon the preaching of it and the hearing of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Out of necessity, when we have the Lord's Supper, the message is briefer than usual, so I plead with you to listen carefully. We don't have time to bring the message and then all of a sudden realize the folks aren't listening to get your attention back and then sort of regroup ourselves as we do ordinarily. We could do that, but this morning we must hit it quickly. I want to speak this morning on the subject, Jesus' wish for us. You need not turn to it again, but I want to read one passage. Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. He said basically in these words, paraphrasing, he said, Father, I pray for my children that they may be with me soon and behold my glory, or in order that they may behold my glory. Father, bless, I pray, the next few moments as we think on things eternal. May the peoples of minds be on this truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is in the garden praying. He understands that it's only a few hours until Calvary. Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in the garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt neath the old olive trees. He's praying. It's what is really the Lord's Prayer. That little outline that Matthew gives us is not the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is not a prayer at all. It's only an outline to pray. An outline of prayer. They had asked the Savior, teach us to pray. And he said, okay, this is a good outline. Now he comes to pray in the great 17th chapter of John. If you ever want to see the heart of Christ, you read the 17th of John. This is the priest interceding, giving a priestly prayer, pleading for his own. He prays for many things. He prays that we might be one as God's people. He prays we might get along with each other. That's what he's praying. He prays that we might be kept from the evil one. He prays that we might be kept from the world. But in that prayer, he says, Father, I pray for those which thou hast given me, that they may be with me where I am or where I'm going, that they may be able to behold my glory. I once thought that our Lord was saying this. I once thought he was saying, basically, I want them to see me in my glory. Now, I don't think that's out of it. I think it's part of it, but it's not the main part. I don't think he basically was saying, I want them to see how pretty I am, my glorified body. I want them to see my power, my honor. Though I do think that was a part of it. I do not think that was the main part. There's far more to that text. He's not basically saying, so that they can have my glory to see. Now follow me. But he says, I want them to be with me. And I'll paraphrase it like this. So that they may be able to see my glory. He was sorry that they were missing it. He wanted them to have what he had. He was saying, I long for my people to have what I have. It was not his glory that needed to be revealed, because had they had the eyes with which to see, they could have seen his glory anyway. He was simply saying, Lord, I long for my people to have the capacity and the ability to understand and see my glory. It was not for himself that he was disappointed. It was not his honor, but their blindness that saddened him about them. It was not the fact that people drove nails in his hands and feet that saddened him. He was not complaining about his own pain. The sadness was caused by the fact that his people were murderers. It was the condition of them that caused them to do what they did. He was not saddened basically because of the pain that was inflicted upon him because they beat him. He was upset because his people were beaters. That's all. Let me ask you a question. How about you? The man you helped yesterday who slandered you today, why are you upset? Are you upset because he slandered you? Or are you upset because he's weak now and you long for him to be strong? Let me ask you, how about the one who curses you? Are you upset because you're cursed? Or are you upset because one whom you love is cursing? How about the one who's given to try to hurt you? Are you upset because he's trying to hurt you? Or are you upset because he's a bit weak at this time, the fact that he's trying to hurt somebody at all? Let me ask you a question. Are you upset because your husband beat you because you're beaten? Or your husband is not right with God? You see, Jesus was not complaining here about himself. He was not saying, I have this robe of flesh, and I long for my people to see me in my glory when I take off this Clark Kent outfit and show my Superman outfit. I want them to see me in my glory. Now, I think that's a part of it. But that's not the main thing. He was saying, there's some things my people are missing. I want them to come where I am, that they may be able to see things that they cannot see with the eyes that they have now, and the limitations of the flesh. Put it this way. It was not his glory that he wanted revealed, but their blindness he wanted healed. He, of course, who would not like for his people to see him in his glory? But that was not the main thing. Our Lord was wishing. See, he could behold the glory. He could behold things they could not behold. And he's about to go to heaven to behold things that they dead sure could not behold. And so he says, Father, hasten the day when my children shall be with me where I am, that they behold my glory. He's saying, I want my children to know my glory, but they have no eyes with which to see now. And I long for them to be able to see things they cannot now see. Basically, he was saying, I want you to see like I can, and I want you to go where you can see me, and I want you to come where I am, that ye may be able to understand what I understand, to know what I know, and to see what I see. Now, I'm going to take a few moments this morning, and this is nothing profound at all. I'm going to take a few moments this morning and say this. I think I understand a little. I'm not saying I'm the best Christian in this house. Far from it. There are many better Christians than I in this room. I'm certainly not exalting myself as an example of Christianity. There's one far beyond me to whom you can look without looking at me. I'm not saying that you ought to be like Jack Hines. But I'm saying this morning. There are a few things that I wish you had. Now, there's some things I wish you didn't have, too. I don't want you to have. I've said this often. For example, I'm stubborn. I always think I'm right. Now, there's a reason for that. I'm always right. And, but I wouldn't, we don't need, as somebody said one time, said Dr. Bob Jones Sr., said, wouldn't it be good if we had two John R. Rices? And Bob Jones Sr. said, no, one's enough. He said, it'd be awful to have two men run around the country trying to tell everybody what's wrong with them. But I'm simply saying that I would not want you to be like me. But there's some things that I know and love that I wish you could know and love. I go some places sometimes and I see something and I say, I wish my folks could see that. I may eat a certain kind of food. And I may say, I wish all the people at First Baptist could have a taste of this. And that's all that Jesus was saying. He was saying, I'm going to heaven. And he's saying, even now, I wish there's some things that I can see from my position I wish my people could see. And I say that this morning. For example, I long for you, my people. I long for you to see the glory of that book right there. I long for you. I'll be honest with you. I just hurt and ache on the inside for my people, you, my people, to get to see the glory of this book. This is not a deep old dark book that you put on your coffee table and you read a verse every night because you promised the preacher you're going to do it. This is God's Word revealed to man. This is the only book God ever wrote. This is God's eternal plan, place, so you and I can have a copy. This is God speaking to man. This is a copy of a book that always was and always will be. This is God's eternal book. And I long for it. I just hurt for you to turn that stupid box off and get the book. I long for you. Jesus said, He said, I wish my people could have eyes as I have. I wish they could see what I can see. I want them to behold my glory. And Father, hasten the day when they can come to me that they may have the ability to behold the glory that I have. And I say this morning, Lord, hasten the day when my people will love the book. Love the book. Turn that stupid little movie machine you got at home off and read the book. I'm not mad at you. I'm not saying, read the book, you sorry rascal. I'm saying, I have a coffer of jewels. I want you to go panning for gold with me. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, I have God's eternal book. It was before the world ever was. It was in heaven forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. It was by this book that the stars danced in the skies and became like heavenly chandeliers. It was by this book that the sun rose in the east and goes to the west as a king coming before his subjects. It was by this book that the moon place was placed in the heavens. It was by this book that the deserts were painted and the mountains were raised like pyramids. It was by this book that God has done everything He's ever done. And you got a copy of it at home. I hunger for you just to love the book and know the glory of this wonderful book. Jesus was saying, I'm going to heaven. Father, hasten the day when my people can behold my glory. Not, I have so much glory, I want my folks to see it. No, I want my folks to get to see it. I want my folks to know the joy of beholding God's glory. And I want my folks to know the joy of beholding God's glory. And you'll never know the goodness of God till you know this book. You'll never know the joy of the Lord till you know this book. You'll never know the thrill of being a child of God till you know this book. You'll never know the excitement of Christianity till you know this book. I'm saying, I think I know a little bit of how Jesus felt. I just want to come to you, and I want to put my arm around you, and I want to say, let me show you. I've got a book here. Oh, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. It's God's book. He wrote it to you. I'm not commanding you to read it. I'm recommending you to read it. I want you to behold the glory of the Word of God. Jesus said, I long for you, my people, to behold my glory. It's not because my glory is so great, but I want them to have the joy of beholding glory. This morning I say, secondly, in this simple little sermon as you'll ever hear in your life, I long for my people to behold the glory of prayer. Oh, my soul, I hunger for you to pray. I'm not talking about it's time to pray and we got to pray, we're supposed to pray. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the glory of His presence unfolds. I'm talking about when the veil is lifted off the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and you look bare at the mercy seat and the great altar of God the Almighty and you look at Him and see His face as it were and talk with Him and walk with Him. Hey, I've got news for you. The King of Glory is waiting to talk to you this afternoon. He invites you to come. Let us come boldly, happily, rejoicingly to God's throne. I hunger for you to know what it is to pray. Sometimes when I'm praying, and I've prayed a while, maybe an hour, maybe two, sometimes I say, I wish my people knew what I'm doing now. I wish they knew what I'm talking about. I wish they knew there's something more than now. Lay me down to sleep. There's something more than God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for the food. Look, the Creator of the universe wants to listen to you. And He says you can come boldly to the throne of grace. Somebody said the other day, they said it very kindly. They said, you know whom I envy in this church? I said, who? He said, Larry Weller. I said, Larry Weller, you want to weigh 385 pounds? And there's his other leg, too. He said, no. I said, why do you envy Larry Weller? He said, because he gets to drive you from the airport. I guess I spend more time with Larry Weller than any other member of this church. And they said, I envy Larry Weller. I got some news for you. You can spend all the time you want to with the one who made me, our wonderful Lord. Sometimes it's hard to see me, and I'll be honest with you. Brother John, one of the hardest things I face, the fact that I can't be at one place at one time. Last night, a little lady came to the office, and she had to see me, but I had appointments every 15 minutes all through the night. And she's one of the loveliest, sweetest ladies in this church. She said, but I've got to see you. And I said, well, these folks have had appointments. And I know it's hard for you to understand. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I go home at night so tired I can hardly stand up. And I say, dear God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I do not know what I'm going to do. See everybody that needs help. And I want to help everybody. And I want to see everybody. And God knows I do. But thank God you never call heaven as a line's never busy. Never busy. Never busy. And He's never busy. And He's never booked solid. He's always available. I wish you knew it. Oh, listen, I wish I could convince you that what I'm talking about is real. Oh, we play so much. Now, I'm not against play a little bit, but we play so much. Jesus said, Father, I want my people to come where I am, and I want them to see, be able to see my glory. It's not because I want to show off. It's because I want my people to be able to see the glory of God revealed in me. And I want them to see the glorious things that God has prepared. And I say this morning, I long for you. I mean it. I got a letter the other day. A little lady in the church. I don't know if I've ever shaken her hand or not. And she got saved here a couple of years ago. And she joined the church. And she said, started off, she's saying, I am now a fundamentalist. She said, what you've been preaching is finally soaked through. And she started talking about how sweet prayer was and how sweet this word was. And I thought, is she sitting out there hearing me every Sunday? Glory to God. I didn't know anybody out there pray like I'm talking about. Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? Oh, but I know what. See, here's why you don't like it. You get on your knees and you say, and you pray, and you get uncomfortable. Look, get out in the woods somewhere. And just walk in the woods or drive out some lonely trail somewhere and pull over beside the road and just look up and say, my, you made that. You're a wonderful God. And walk with Him and talk with Him and tell Him, He tells you that you're His own. I long for you. I'm not trying to scold you because you don't read the Bible. I think maybe I do too much of that sometimes. I want you to see what's in it. I want you to see what's in prayer. I long for my people as Jesus longed for His. Father, He said, I want my people to be where I am. I want them to be able to see the glories of God that You've revealed, prepared for them. I long, and I guess I long for this as much as I long for anything. I long for you to love everybody. That's one thing I wish you'd catch up with me on, because I love everybody. There's not a person alive I don't love. Not a one. There's not a person alive I'd hurt. I don't care what he does to me. I'm going to hurt him back. And I long for you to love everybody. I really do. I long for you not to say, I don't like him. I just don't care for him. Don't you think there's something better to say than that? And don't you think there's a better way to feel than that? I just don't like Mr. Sisson. I just don't like Mr. Jorgensen. I'm not talking myself now. I'm quoting you. Though I don't care for either one of them. I long for you to rise above that. I hunger for the day when our people won't be that way. I hunger for the day when people won't say, I don't like my child's school teacher. I long for the day when our people will say, I don't like that certain deacon. Or, I don't like that principal. I long for you. There's a better life than that. A lot better life than that. You know who I don't like? I don't like Brother Hiles. He's the guy that gives me the trouble. And I got an idea that the guy you shave is the guy that gives you the trouble too. I hunger for you to love each other. I hunger for people that I love to love each other. I hunger for us to rise above that thing. I can't stand him! In God's name, you ought to thank God, God can stand you! Not a one of us is good enough to criticize any of us. Not a one of us. I'm not trying to get somebody loved this morning. I'm trying to get you loved. You're missing something. I mean, anybody can love the beautiful unless you've ever loved the ugly. You don't know what the joy of loving is. Anybody can love the loving unless you've loved the unloving. You don't know what the joy of love is. Anybody can love the lovable unless you've learned to love the unlovable. You know what the joy of loving is. And there's a whole world out there. I long for you. I just want to say, I beg you, just give it a try. Try loving everybody. Try it. Jesus said, I hunger for my people to be able to behold my glory. He said, I long for you. To see, be able to see. And I too long for you. I long for you not to fight back. I hunger. I see school teachers and principals criticizing each other. There's a better way to live than that. I see school teachers criticizing each other. I see folks who work here talking ill to somebody else who works here. There's a better way to live than that. You don't have to do that. You're going to have a nervous breakdown. Or give me one or the other. I'm simply saying, I hunger. You say, well, House, I just can't stand him. Well, get your stander fixed. And I'm not trying to get him loved. I'm trying to get you. You're missing something. Hey! If you ever do go to bed tonight and a guy's taken a knife and pierced your heart with a knife, and you pull it out and give it back to him and said, I will not fight you back. I love you, and I'll not fight back. You've never gone to bed at night after that happening. You've never known the peace of God in your soul, and there's so much out there for you. I long for you to have it. I hunger for you to live for others. I hunger for you to forget you exist. I hunger for you to think of those in need. I got a letter the other day. I think I'll call the family's name. A fellow wrote me and he said, if there's a Christian family in this world, it's the John Woosley family. Your church. A fellow came to our church to visit. He started telling me all the things they had done for him. And I sat there and read that letter and tears rolled down my cheeks. And I said, thank God somebody's getting the idea. A hunger, a long for you to know the book and love it, see its glory. A long for you to see the glory of prayer. A long for you to see the glory of love. A long for you to see the glory of living for others. A long for you to see the glory of holding no grudges. Oh, by the way, I've given you a little outline. You didn't know it. Of the prayer that Jesus prayed in the 17th of John. For For what I just said, I hunger for you to have, is the outline of the prayer that he hungered for his people to have. Father, I don't want to leave my people, but I'm looking forward to getting back with you. Restore unto me the glory which I had with thee before the world was. But Father, I've got a few people down here who've been my followers, and I really hate to leave them. And I want them with me. And Father, while I'm gone, keep them one. Keep them one. That's what I said a while ago about you. I'm not the only one who wants you to love each other. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane that you'd love each other. I'm not the only one that wants you not to hold grudges against anybody in the whole world. Jesus prayed that you wouldn't in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm not the only one that wants you to see the glory of the book. Jesus prayed it in the Garden of Gethsemane. What he wants for you, I want for you. And what I want for you, he wants for you. A hunger for the day to come. A hunger for the day to come. When you'll love this book. When you'll transfer, I've got to read it because I'm supposed to. I can't wait till I get to read it. I have some rituals I have every week. I call them mini, M-I-N-I, mini vacations. I take about 5-10 minutes several times during the week. And when I eat one hot dog a week. One hot dog a week. I look forward to it. You know when I eat it? I go to a hair field on Monday morning. Get me a hot dog. Sometimes a jumbo hot dog. One of those big rascals. And I get me a jumbo hot dog and a cup of tea. And I find me a corner of the airport somewhere. Usually the same corner. And I sit there and get the sport page out and see how much the Cubs got beat by. And I'll sit there. Now, folks, I look forward to that. When I get to O'Hare Field, boy, I can't get my ticket, my boarding pass soon enough. Why? I look forward to that hot dog and cup of tea and the sport page. Look forward to it. I wish I could get you to look forward to the Bible like that. That time when you read the Bible. I wish I could get you to look forward to that time when you pray like that. I hunger. I ache, and I'll be quite frank with you. There are times I think I've failed. For 27 years, I've tried to get you to love this book. Love it. I don't mean love it because it's there. Love it enough to live with it. Live in it. Live by it. For 27 years. And recently, for 62 weeks, I did nothing but teach you prayer on Wednesday night. And I wonder, when the time's going to come when my people are going to love to pray. I wonder when the time's going to come, if ever, when we'll get above that thing of gossip and get above that thing of not lacking people and get above that thing of being upset with people. You know it's not Christ-like, and I know it's not, and God knows it's not. I hunger for you to love the book and see its glory, to love the Savior and love to be with Him, to love each other, never to fight back, never to begrudge or have grudges or be bitter. I hunger for you to know the best that God has for you. That's what the Savior meant when He said, I pray for my people, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be with me and be able to behold my glory. Our Heavenly Father, I've tried again, and I guess I'll try again and again and again. All I ask you to do is let somebody understand it. Just give me one this morning who will learn to love the book. Just give me one this morning, somewhere in this great crowd, that'll learn to walk with you and learn to love it. Just give me one this morning who will say, I'm going to love everybody. I'm not going to enter into this kind of piddling talk about I don't like him, I don't like her. Give me one. If you give me two, I'd love it. If you give me many, I'll praise you forever. Jesus, I don't know exactly how you felt when you said, I wish my people could behold my glory, understand it. I don't know how you felt, but I know a little bit of it, because I want my people to behold the glory of this book, and to behold the glory of walking with you, and behold the glory of loving everybody, and behold the glory of forgiveness.